This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is the program Salt and Light. I trust that you are having a wonderful afternoon, that you are enjoying it with your family. We are Brian and Delia Preston.
Why do you say we are Brian? I'm Brian. You are you, and I'm Brian. I am Brian, Brian Preston, the husband of Delia, and it's such a great honor and a privilege to greet you in the wonderful, precious name of Jesus on this Saturday afternoon. Praise be to God. We, we like to be relevant and we like to be real. Amen. And we just want to come and empower the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are excited for what we want, what the Holy Spirit wants to share, I believe, on this Saturday afternoon with the listeners. And please stay tuned for what the Holy Spirit wants to speak. We always want to avail ourselves and submit ourselves to the leading of the Spirit. The Bible says, Pastor Delia, those who are led by God's Spirit are sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful, Pastor?
Amen.
Sure.
You know, Brian, we've been doing this program, I think it's probably about 2 months now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
2 months, and we've thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, it's such a blessing, and we deem it a privilege to come on a Saturday and to come and speak, to come and delve, to come and teach, to come and encourage, you know, on God's word. It's something that we live. We don't just speak it. We don't just teach it. But we tell of our very lives. You know, many of these things that we teach has been through experience, has been through trial and error, has been through...
Trial and error. Yeah.
Has been through experiences.
True,
and so it's such a wonder to impart, you know, what God has taught us, what He's taken us through, processes, trials, testings that we've been through, and that we share with you so that you can overcome and so that you can walk in freedom, liberty, victory in Christ Jesus. And I trust it's been that for you. I trust that you've been tuning in on a Saturday and that you've been blessed by the teachings. You know, our teachings are some of the topics are not very light topics. Some of the topics are quite serious.
True.
But the end result is to see you overcome. It's to see you walk in victories, to see you increase and go to another level.
But Pastor Dira, you forgot to mention also the victories and the great testimonies. Last week, Saturday, we had our youngest son here in studio, and he was just sharing his testimony. He's also the worship leader. So we had him here in studio, and you know, looking at Liam, you know, last week it was such a great honor and a privilege, you know, and to see, you know, to see your children serve the Lord. Yes, they're not perfect, and certainly, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that we are not perfect. I can tell you, I'm married to my lovely wife for 25 years now. Last year it was 25 years. And but we still have our differences, and we are always learning. Amen. I want to say to those that's in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom, we are never losing, but only learning. And that's why we say, you know, through trial and error, we are here, you know, to speak about our experience, to speak about the word of God. The Bible say the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. And I'm always excited to minister God's word. Amen. I'm always excited to go and be a blessing and just being an encouraging, you know, soul to other people out there. We made we said, God, you know what? When we got born again 20 odd years ago, we said, God, you know, we didn't know much about the word and much about church and stuff. We just told God, God, you know, we are just going to brag about you. And that's what we've been doing all these years, you know, lifting up the name of Jesus. The Bible declares if the name of Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And that is exactly why we are here. That is exactly what we are doing. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring the light of God's glorious gospel in every dark place so that people will understand, you know, greater is he that is in them than he that's in the world. So we are excited. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not go away. You would maybe want to get your pen or, you know, make some notes or mental notes, but please do not go away. Amen, hallelujah. Stay on the dial with us. We are going to go into a song break. And then when we get back, we are going to dive in the topic, blessing blockers, destiny destroyers, under the heading, the spirit of jealousy, in Jesus' mighty name. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, listeners. So as we mentioned before we went to our song, is that today we want to discuss the spirit of jealousy and how that is also one of the blessing blockers and destiny destroyers, the spirit of jealousy. And you know, Apostle Brian, you know, the spirit of jealousy reveals itself very early on in the Bible. In fact, it's in the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
Yeah, true.
And we read in Genesis 4 how Cain and Abel, two brothers, that, you know, that were Adam and Eve's children, and how through just Cain being jealous of his brother brought about the first murder on the earth.
Sure.
And I want to please go and read the story. It's in Genesis 4. I know that Apostle Brian is going to elaborate on it. But if you read the story, I read it this morning. And you know what happened first was... jealousy is something that is progressive.
Yeah.
If it's not dealt with.
That's
it
right.
First starts with anger. Either the person did something to you, or you heard the person or person say something about you,
yeah,
or there was a physical altercation,
mm-hmm,
and it starts with anger.
Yeah.
You know, and anger then leads to offense, where you become offended in your heart towards that person. And then it starts to lead to jealousy. If it's not dealt with, it leads to jealousy. And especially if that person or persons are progressing, nice things are happening for them. You start to become jealous because of that anger that leads to offense and then to jealousy. And jealousy, if it's not dealt with, you know, because when you open yourself up to jealousy, you open up a spiritual door. Like we said, it's the spirit of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
So you open up a spiritual door and it becomes demonic. It becomes a case where you've now allowed the enemy to come in and mess with your heart and, mm-hmm, your mind towards that person. It usually brings unrest and causes peace to go.
I just want to add something, Pastor Delia, before you continue. You know, many people believe that jealousy is a condition, but it's not a condition. It is a spirit. You know,
sure.
It's a spirit of jealousy, because many people interpret, you know, I've got this condition, or I've got that condition, but it's not actually, jealousy is not a condition, it is a spirit, amen,
yeah.
And it's only the Holy Spirit, you know, that can deal with the spirit of jealousy, because the Holy Spirit will first and foremost, he will highlight it to you, you know, because the Holy Spirit, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, Pastor Dave, because the Holy Spirit will never want to embarrass you, you know, the Holy Spirit bring conviction, and not condemnation. But when the enemy comes, he brings condemnation instead of conviction. But jealousy is not a condition. It is a spirit, Pastor Delia.
And I love that you said that the Spirit of God must reveal it to you. I read here in the story of Cain and Abel, you know, God saw that Cain was angry because God did not accept his sacrifice like he accepted Abel's sacrifice.
That's
Bible
right.
Says God was very... was well pleased with Abel,
yeah,
because he brought the best to the Lord. He
That's
honored
right.
God with
That's
his
right.
heart, with his sacrifice. And Cain didn't, you know, and Cain actually got upset. He got upset for his own actions.
Correct.
If you think about it, you know, but hear this, you know, and God spoke to Cain, just like the Spirit of the Lord
reveal
comes to
and
us
reveal.
And speaks to us. And God says to Cain, in Genesis 4 verse 6, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and it desire and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. You know, this amazing God sees Cain's heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the
Thank
Spirit
you,
of God sometimes sees our heart, sees the struggles that we go through, and He highlights this.
Absolutely.
And you know, and if we continuously ignore, you know, the prompting of the Spirit, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. you know, that sin grows, jealousy grows, and jealousy ultimately leads to hatred, and hatred leads to murder.
A spirit of murder. So that means, Pastor Delia, that when the Holy Spirit comes, in you see, because many people, you know, because people interpret this as a feeling, as an emotion,
yeah.
a condition. Many people want to deal with that emotionally, you know, with this feeling, but you can't deal with this thing emotionally. You have to deal with it by the Spirit, because yeah. the Spirit of God will highlight that very thing in you and say, you know what, if you do well, you know, if you can rule over this. And
yes.
that it means that, you know what, yes, maybe you are, you know, because many people, Pastor Delia, I've seen it in ministry. I want to say this thing, beloved. I'm so full with this thing, you know, because it was very painful to see how brothers and sisters in the church can push one another down, can envy one another, can look, like people can look at you in the face like, yes, my beloved brother, but in their heart, amen, hallelujah. And our hearts want to be with Jesus Christ, yes, but our hearts will also want to be with our brothers and our sisters, amen, because that's why God has placed us together. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so this thing, this Spirit, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when God spoke to Cain, Cain had a power in God to overcome it, but he chose. You know,
chose,
and I want to say to every listener today, you have a choice in the matter.
Yes.
Amen. Through Christ. Amen. And I've seen this thing. I want to say this, listeners. I heard this saying, and it was so very true when I said, you know, people can have the whole cake, but they still want your slice. You know, and I couldn't understand, because like when I did not serve God, I was involved in gangsters when I was a gangster, you know, and there you have to prove yourself to be someone. And, you know, and in this, you know, in this clique, in this gang that I was, you know, if I had a problem with a gang member, we would, you know, in plain and simple words, I don't know how any else to say it, we will fight about this thing, maybe a fist fight, maybe whatever. And then afterwards, when we're done with the fighting and we came to a conclusion, we will drink a couple of beers together and smoke a couple of things together, and it's settled. But not so in the church. In the kingdom, people will hold you in their hearts for years and years. And they say, no, God is good. I love Jesus. But in their hearts, and God's heart wants us to unite and to love one another as brothers and sisters, and get rid of this jealous spirit, you know, that is infiltrating the body of Christ. And so I've seen over many years in ministry how brothers and sisters get jealous of one another, and this is an evil. Amen. And you have it caused you, even Pastor Delia, this spirit of jealousy caused you not to walk in your authentic purpose of what God has originally had for you, because you keep on comparing yourself to other people and you want to be like them. And I want to say to every listener today, amen, you don't need to be like anyone else. You just have to be you, the best you that God has designed you to be, so that you can walk in your authentic purpose. Amen. Stop comparing yourself with other people. Stop, you know, looking at what other people have. You know, you can learn from other people. Amen. That's a great thing, to learn from other people. But right there where you're at, you have to celebrate who you are in Christ, number one. You have to celebrate in what Christ has done for you. Amen. Maybe Christ has done a lot for that man or that ministry or that person. Amen. If in your comparison. But I believe that, you know what, just that you are born again, just that God has rescued you out of that pit, out of that darkness, man, that is enough That is more than enough, because, you know, it would have been so different if you weren't born again. You still would have been in that rut of darkness and devastation. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to say to every believer, every born again, blood-washed believer of Jesus Christ, I want to say, let's deal with the spirit of jealousy, because you see, you can't see that spirit. But you can see the effects of it in the lives of people, how people speak to one another, how they operate with one another, what they say about one another. And so God wants to rid us of that spirit of jealousy, and we need to deal with it through the power and the love and the light of God's Holy Spirit. Amen, hallelujah, to help us. The Bible say, the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, will help us in our weaknesses. Amen, hallelujah. And He will lead us to green pastures. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that was the start of it. There's still more coming. Please stay tuned. I want to show you three characters in the Bible that had the spirit of jealousy. Amen. And maybe it will bring some light to you, so that we can deal with it, so that we can walk in freedom and in liberty of what God has originally intended for you. Amen. And so we're going to go back into a song, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay on the dial. Amen. I'm excited again, as you can, I think you can hear my excitement, because you know what? God wants us to win. Amen. And God wants us to prosper. Praise be to Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Trust you enjoyed that song. So we're talking about the topic, jealousy, spiritual jealousy. This is the program Salt and Light, and you're on the radio station K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. We are chatting about the spirit of jealousy. And unfortunately, the spirit is rife in the church, in the kingdom of God. You know, as we were chatting earlier on, we see that jealousy showed its head very early in the Bible. You know, we read in Genesis 4 how Cain became jealous for his own brother just because of a sacrifice. And the fact is that it could have been, it was in his power, in his authority to bring a better sacrifice to God.
True.
You know, he could have changed his ways and his actions, and God would have accepted him.
That's right.
But instead, he rather became jealous of his brother, you know, which lets us know at the end of the day, many a times the things that we get into is our own actions, our own ways, you know, but then we look at someone else.
Comparing.
And we compare ourselves to someone else.
True.
But maybe if we just did what that person said, we always say in church, do not get jealous if your brother or your sister is prospering. You know, if something has happened for them, rather go and find out what did they do to get to that level. What did they do, you know, to get that promotion, to receive that favor from God? You might be pleasantly surprised, and you might learn something that at the end of the day, if you instill it in your life, it will bless you. So if Cain had to maybe just chatted to Abel and ask Abel, how is it that God favored your sacrifice above mine?
Yeah.
And if Abel had to maybe just share with Cain that he brought the best, that he wanted to honor God, and he searched for the best lamb, you know, one without spot or blemish, and Cain received that, it would have been his promotion too. God would have favored him too, you know. But the thing is, the enemy likes to come and twist our hearts and our minds towards our brothers and our sisters. And at the end of the day, it leads to our detriment. It leads to our falling. The Bible says that pride cometh before a fall. So if you don't want to go and learn what your brother did or said to get that promotion or to receive favor, it means that there's a spirit of pride as well, you know, a spirit of pride that you're also dealing with.
Yeah.
And because of that, it leads to a fall. And Cain received his fall after he had killed his brother. God said to him, your brother's blood is crying out to me. What have you done, Cain? You know, and God actually curses Cain. You know, and that is the sad part, that many believers, many Christians, they go through so much in their life, you know. They experience all kinds of
calamity
mm-hmm. and so forth. And it most often it is because of what is in the heart of a believer.
Sure.
Many times we think we can just, you know, do all the religious duties like go to church, pray, and so forth. But there comes a time when we must check and examine our hearts
mm-hmm.
so that the Lord can show us what is embedded in our hearts and in our minds.
True. I want to say, Pastor Dile, when you were saying, I wanted to say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, again, it's the truth that comes to the heart. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And so when you hear a truth or the truth, you have a choice. And so, you know, today, if you envy others, if you are jealous of how God bless others, when you smile with your brother, your neighbor, your father, your friend, and your heart is not happy for them, then I believe that we need to repent. I really believe that we need to repent, you know, because it's all about doing introspection in ourselves, because the blessing of God, Pastor Delia, it will always flow through purity, truth, and authenticity. Mm. When you're authentic, you know, and that's why you don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on a facade, you know. I want to say to each and every listener today that God loves you, that
Amen.
He has created you in His likeness, in His image.
Amen.
You know, so He is, you know, He is singing songs of rejoicing over you. Amen. And you, Nick, you can change the paradigm today. You can change how you see things, how you feel about things, how you see your brothers. And you can change it. God, the Holy Spirit, will give you the power to change it. And that many times when people look at your life, you know, Pastor Dile, so people look at you in a particular season of your life or at your life, mm. you know, and they begin to compare themselves, you know, in the, you know, especially those that in ministry, you know, we had a beautiful couple in ministry, but the comparison, you know, sometimes people look at your life through envy and jealousy, but they weren't there when you had to pay the price, when you, you know, studied, when you sat up late at night, and, you know, and the anointing of God is being displayed in your life, and oh, I want that anointing, you know, I want it, and you sometimes you want it so bad that it actually flow into a spirit of jealousy, you know. So people don't know the sacrifice. And so if you don't know the sacrifice, many times, you know, you would sit on the you shall sit up a cantling, and you will, you know, find out all the faults of other people. But you know, unless you walk in their footsteps,
mm.
you will never understand the price that they paid. You know,
Amen.
You will never understand the sacrifices that they made. You did not see when they had to give their last. You did not see when they had to go up early in the morning to go and be a blessing. And so the life of following Jesus comes at a price, a cost. You have to understand that salvation is free, hallelujah, but it is not cheap. You have to pay a price. You cannot desire somebody else's anointing. You can learn from someone. Amen, hallelujah. And I've seen many people make this, take my anointing. No, my anointing is for me, because you have your own anointing, because you are divinely designed by God in His image and in His likeness. And we see another person in the Bible, you know, we talked about Cain. And the other character or the other person that we see in the Bible is King Saul, you know, and King Saul had the whole cake. But he still envied the slice of David, you know. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, amen, hallelujah, 1 Samuel chapter 18, and I want to read from verse 6, Pastor Delia. The Bible says, and this is where it started, you know, don't be too happy when people begin to praise and clap for you, amen, because while they are praising and clapping for you, there's other people in Iskara in that is envious about. It's like, why must he be there? Why must she be there? And we see this in King Saul's life. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 6, the Bible says, now it happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the woman had came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines and with joy and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, Saul had slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And you know, just by that accolade or that song, it brought the spirit of jealousy into King Saul's heart. And the Bible say, then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed to David. Amen, hallelujah. And this is the thing, when people, and we have to get to a place in the church, I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ, where we have to celebrate one another. Because your gift, the Bible say, your gift will make room for you. But we have to watch our character, because it's our character that will keep us in that room. Amen. And just because the ladies ascribed to King Saul, you know, the slaying of the thousands, but David the 10,000s, that very ascribe made him envious about David. And from that day onwards, the Bible say, he sought ways to kill David. Yeah. Amen, hallelujah, praise be God. Because when you are jealous, you know, there's a spirit that enters you, amen, a spirit of torment. Amen, because it was when that spirit entered his heart, in his life, he was tormented by demons. And the Bible says it was David who played the harp and the instrument. And when David played that harp and instrument, the evil spirits left him. Amen. But he was tormented. Why? Many times
you come
under a spirit of torment because of jealousy. Because of that door of jealousy that you've opened in your life. And rather to be jealous, I want to celebrate my brothers and my sisters. I want to celebrate their differences, how God differently used them. Amen, hallelujah. I cannot wear your armor. Amen. Your armor was designed for you, like my armor was designed for me. And so I want to say today to the body of Christ, let us stop the jealousy, let us stop the envy and the murder, let us stop the backbiting in one another. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. It must leave your life today. In Jesus' name we pray. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song, and then I want to show you from Scripture the third character. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Amen. I'm hoping you're learning. I'm hoping that you are making mental notes, and I'm hoping you know that light has come to your heart today so that we can deal with that spirit. Enjoy the song, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, Apostle, I am really enjoying this topic. And the reason why I enjoy it, because we've been there.
Yeah.
You know, we've struggled ourselves with offense.
Yes.
You know, and if it wasn't for the prompting of the Spirit of God, you know, we would have still been stuck in that position. And like I mentioned earlier, what is sad is it's the curse that comes upon you. You know, the Bible says that God cursed Cain, and he said, you know, even to God, but this punishment is too hard for me. You know, and that is the tough thing, is that if we allow these demonic spirits, these things to come upon us, and we don't deal with it as soon as possible, it will cause our lives to not flourish. You know, it will cause us to be stuck in a situation and in a season, and we will not see the blessing of God. You know, many times it can be so extreme, you know, that even the Spirit of God then leaves us, our lives, you know, that intimacy that we felt with him, that
closeness,
the presence, the closeness, the sensitivity that we had,
that's right,
or had when we were in the presence of God, where we could hear his voice, that sometimes even leaves because of the offense and the jealousy in our heart. And I think for me, that was the saddest. It's like you mentioned with Saul, you know, that the Bible says that an evil spirit came upon him.
Mm-hmm.
An evil spirit came upon him, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Because of what entered his heart, you know.
Yeah.
And it led to his detriment. It eventually led to Saul's premature death and the kingdom taken away from him and his generation. You know, there was never again a generation after Saul that became king. David became king, you know, and that's how extreme it can get if you don't deal with this thing, you know.
Sure.
It can ultimately keep you out of the kingdom of God, because according to Galatians 5, I think 9, verse 19, I'm not 100% sure of the verse, but Paul describes all the things that can keep us out of the kingdom of God. And there he speaks about a spirit of envy, jealousy, debauchery, you know, all those things, drunkenness. Jealousy is in one of those things
that
can keep us out of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So we need to deal with it.
True. Yes, like Pastor Dylan, it's so powerful that you highlighted that, you know, and that's why it's so important for us, because I believe that God wants us healthy. I believe that God wants us whole.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of things that had happened into the lives of believers that was in the world previously and came to Christ, but we never dealt with certain things or issues in our lives. So now we come into the church, the kingdom, with that same things that has not been dealt with.
Yeah.
And we live it out in the church, you know, and then there's certain areas in our lives that prosper, and then there's other areas in life that don't want to prosper. And we're thinking, but what is happening? And sometimes, you know, when the Holy Spirit shines the light in your soul, He wants to deal with the issues on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so we find the third character in the Bible, you know, I call this character the older brother syndrome. Amen. The Bible says that in the book of Luke, chapter 15, 27, 31, you know, when the prodigal son came back to the father's house, you know, he went, he took his inheritance and, you know, he squandered it. And when the Bible says, when he came to his senses, he said, let me return to my father's house, because the servants, they're eating better food than I'm eating right now, and whatever the case may be. So he went back, and when he came back, the father embraced him. Amen, hallelujah. We know the story. You can read it in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 27 to 31. But the Bible say, when the father made merry, you know, because his son was dead, but now he's alive. He came back. Amen. And the father made merry. And many times the father, Abba Father, makes merry when people come, when the prodigals come home. But then their sons in the house, that's in the church, in the house, they get jealous and envious because their brother came home. Amen. Hallelujah. When people get born again and God used them phenomenally, and you, they're stuck in the church for maybe 10 years and you did not get the promotion, maybe you need to do some introspection in yourself as to why.
Amen.
Amen. As to how. Amen. Why is it that this prodigal comes in the church, you know, the hair looks wild, gutter in his jeans, and you there with your tight suit on, and you're not progressing. Maybe it's not the prodigal that's a problem. Maybe it's you. It's on the inside of you. So you really need to check your heart. And the Bible say, when the father made merry, verse 28 in Luke chapter 15, 28 says, but his brother, he was angry and he would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have served you, never transgress against your commandment. But at any time, you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon of this as this son of yours. You see, he was in that place of jealousy, irritation and frustration that he could not even identify. But this is my brother. This is my brother, and all the youngest brother. This is my brother. He came home, but he says, look what he said. He says to the father, when this son of yours, many times when the prodigals come home into the body of Christ, into the church, we suck off. Yes, you, when this prodigal come, many times we go into that place of jealousy, you know, where the prodigals come in. We are not happy. Mm-hmm. We are not glad. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes we really need to check our hearts. Amen. And so in the Bible, the Cain, you know, and you know where the spirit comes from, Pastor Dede, it's much deeper than this, than just jealousy.
Yeah.
This jealousy comes from an orphan spirit.
Yes.
An orphan spirit that is deeply embedded in the hearts of believers, not all believers, some believers, an orphan spirit. Amen. Saul had an orphan spirit. The older brother, although he was in the house, He was in the church. He was in the body of Christ, but he had an orphan spirit. Yeah. And
He did not realize, you know, it was also an identity issue. He did not realize that at the end of the day, he's going to inherit all, because the younger brother already took his inheritance.
Absolutely.
So everything on that farm, all that the father had was his.
The father told him.
It was his.
The father said, you know, but...
And yet he was upset that the father just had a feast for the son, the younger son.
Amen.
So it also speaks about identity, you not knowing who you are. He was the owner.
Exactly.
He was the owner.
Amen. He didn't. That's and you see, and that's why I'm saying, Pastor Delia, it's much deeper than just a spirit of jealousy.
Yeah.
It comes to an orphan spirit, because you see, an orphan, you know,
does not know his identity.
When people are orphans in the body of Christ, they're in the church, they're in ministry, maybe they are called, but they are with an orphan spirit. An orphan spirit, number one, it always have to pretend.
Mm.
Number two, an orphan spirit always want to perform. Number three, an orphan spirit, you know, and I know the spirit, I know him too well. He have to provide for tomorrow. Then, you know, that orphan spirit becomes self-sufficient and not God-dependent. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Also, in the songs in the church, God zorg vir die mossies. Amen. And he'll take care of us. Amen. We sing the songs, but we sing with the orphan spirit because we still have to make a way, because we become so self-sufficient. That older brother, he was so self-sufficient, amen, that they don't even realize, but that everything that's on this farm, like you say, it is already mine. It is mine. Yeah. Amen, hallelujah. And that is it. People can have the cake. They can have the whole farm, but they still want that little piece of 230 square meter, little plot that you have. They still want that because it's deeply embedded in an orphan spirit.
And like Saul, like you said, Saul, you know, for the fact that the kingdom belonged to him. He had Israel. He was Israel's king.
My goodness.
But he was jealous of a young boy, you know, a young man that had nothing.
Mm.
David didn't come from riches.
Hallelujah.
David became rich after he became king.
Sure.
But David was a shepherd boy. How can the king of Israel be jealous of a shepherd boy?
Oh my goodness. And so we see from scripture, we see in the body of Christ, there are people that is plagued with an orphan spirit, comes through jealousy. And I want to say today, you know, to every listener out there, amen, your father loves you.
Amen.
Your father loves you. God het 'n welbeha in jou. Amen. Hallelujah. God has a plan, a hope, and a future for you and for me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song and we're going to wrap it up when we come back. Amen. And I want to show you from the word, I want to show you how restoration can take place. Amen. Through the heart and the love of Jesus. Praise be to God.
I trust that you enjoyed that song. This has been such a powerful topic. If you've been with us for this past hour, God has really ministered. And we trust and believe that God will deal, and that God will truly speak to someone with
Jesus
regards
name.
To this topic. I know that, you know, God is so wonderful. The Spirit of God is so amazing. He will even cause someone to mistakenly turn the dial just to listen to this so that their lives can be saved. That is the wonderful God we serve. You know that when conviction comes, when a teaching like this comes, you know, and you know that you know that you know that you are struggling in this area, it is the love of God. It is the grace of God once again wanting you to repent. It's like God once again calling out to Cain and saying, Cain, you know, watch out, sin is at the door. Overcome it. You know, it's the love of the Father, the grace of God that wants to see you healed, that wants to see you flourish, that wants to see you progress, that wants to see you healed in this area of your life. And so if God is speaking to you today, beloved, you know, open up your heart and receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and deal with the situation. If you need to ask for forgiveness, if you need to go to certain people, you know, if you need to release a certain someone or persons that have hurt you, that abused you, that maybe did something to you or just that, you know, maybe according to you, in your mind, they shine brighter. You've compared yourself to them and now offense has gripped your heart. You know, deal with it today, beloved, so that you can walk free, so that Amen. You can walk
Hallelujah.
In the freedom of the Lord and fully obtaining and coming to that place of receiving all that God has intended for you to have.
That's very, very powerful, Pastor Delia. And, you know, our God is a God of restoration. You know, and maybe you feel, maybe you are plagued with the spirit of jealousy. Maybe this, you know, you feel that, you know, that character that I've highlighted, you know, this morning, this afternoon, the characters that I highlight. Maybe you feel that you are in the side of the prodigal side. Maybe you are a prodigal. You have wandered off home from your father. Maybe you are in the house, but you are plagued with an orphan spirit. Amen. Maybe you just feel that you are vagabond and nobody really cares, you know. The one thing that I know from the Word of God and the one thing that I do know from a personal experience, you know what? You can be so far from God, but God is always near when you call upon His name. The Bible say in the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 22, that when the prodigal came back, the Bible says the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe, put it on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. You see, there's three things that the father did. He put a ring, he put a robe on him. Amen. The robe, it means he gave back, amen, hallelujah, his authority. Amen, hallelujah. The Father wants to restore your mantle. He wants to restore your authority. And the ring that the Father restores your covenant with him.
Amen,
amen, hallelujah, your covenant with him. I want to say to every person that can hear my voice, the Father loves you and the Father wants to restore you. The first thing that he will do, he put a robe on you. He'll put a ring on you. And the third thing that the Father did, he said, put sandals on his feet. Sandals on his feet. Slaves in those days, slaves were not permitted to wear sandals. And so when you're a slave, when you have no sandals, that means that you're a slave. And the Father is taking and putting sandals on your feet this morning, and he's calling you out of slavery into sonship in the name of Jesus. I just want to pray, Pastor Delia. Mm. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, my God,
yes,
that
Lord,
you restore every person under the sound of my voice.
Yes,
Lord,
God,
every person, Father God, that come into contact pray with this word, my God, we declare restoration.
Yes.
We declare that you restore their authority, that you restore your covenant, and we declare, my God, that you are calling them out of slavery into sonship in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cut off the spirit of pretense, perform, my God, and hard works. But we pray today, Father, that men and women will rise in their position as a son,
Jesus,
my God.
Name.
You call us as a son, my God. Lord, far long, my God, long before you call us into ministry as an apostle and whatever, my God, title, archbishop, major five, you call us as sons, my God. And we thank you, Father. Your word declares today that those who are led by God's Spirit, they are God's sons. I am a son. Hallelujah. And my Father loves me. Let us pray
Amen.
This prayer quickly together. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner.
I come to you today as a sinner.
I open the door of my heart.
Open the door of
and
my
I
heart.
Invite Jesus Christ,
and I invite Jesus
to live
Christ
within me.
To live within
wash
me.
Me with your blood.
Wash me with your
cleanse
blood.
Me from my
cleanse
sin.
Me from my
I
sin.
Confess with my mouth.
I confess with
that
my mouth
Jesus Christ
that Jesus
is the
Christ
Lord and Savior
is the
of my
Lord
life.
And, Savior of
and
my
I
life.
Am a son of God.
And I'm a son of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
for saving me.
Amen and amen and
hallelujah,
amen.
Ladies hallelujah.
And gentlemen, that is it for us today. We trust that you were blessed. Maybe you want to play this broadcast for your son, your daughter. Amen. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. God bless you. Have a wonderful Saturday afternoon.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
God
Thank
bless,
you for listening.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.